Good morning. It's, what is it? I never know what day it is. Wednesday, June 10th, 8:08 a.m. It's cloudy and rainish. I wanted to get out before the rain started, but I didn't quite make it. It's drizzled on me a little bit. It's still drizzling here and there. But at least the sun isn't beating down on me, and I'm out early today. I'm out ahead of time. So today is dentist day. I've got to go to the dentist for a routine cleaning, and I was going to have to go again tomorrow, but they called and said, okay, you have to do it all in one day, so I'll be spending an hour or so at the dentist this afternoon, which I will take as given. So let's see. Oh, I don't know if I mentioned it before, but the Japanese edition of Quartershare is out in paper from Japan. And they sent me my 6 copies, and they're very cool. Then my foreign rights agent said last night, you probably should send us the other PDFs. So maybe they'll pick up the rest. They did a pretty good print run, 12,000 units, which isn't a great deal in terms of raw numbers. We'll see whether or not paperbacks are selling in Japan better than they're selling here. I sold probably, I'm going to say at least twice that number of paperbacks. A heck of a lot more ebooks. I'm hiking along this morning. I'm not really paying that much attention to ingress today. I did do a bunch of recycling, so I've got room in my inventory now. Morning dog. So I can do stuff, but with the rain, I don't like the water splashing on my phone, so I'm not going to play much with it today. Also, apparently not going to mow the front yard. I didn't do it last night because it was... At sunset, it was 85 degrees. It never cooled off at the end of the day. Usually, you get a little cooling. Usually, at the end of the day, breaks a little bit. Not last night. I think in part because it stayed clear all day. We didn't get the afternoon cloudiness building up. We didn't get the breezes from surrounding storms. We're getting them today instead, apparently. Yes, here comes the rain again. Somebody cue the Pretenders. I'm walking and not talking. I'm just sort of zoning out, trying to put one foot in front of the other, trying to keep things slip sliding along. I'm thinking about breakfast. What am I thinking about breakfast? I am so hungry. It was a very bad night last night. It was a very rough night. I didn't sleep very well. Part of it was anxiety over today. I don't usually sleep night before the dentist. And even though I know that it's a low trauma, no trauma kind of exercise, there's always the, when you go with a cleaning, the cleaning itself isn't too bad. Katie does a really good job. And they actually have a little gum number, so when they have to go in pretty deep, they can slap a little gum number on it. And makes it a little bit easier to deal with. It's 40 minutes out of control where I can't actually do anything. Lay there and stare at the ceiling. They have skyscape cloud covers for their overhead lights. So you look up and you see clouds, blue sky around the clouds. It's quite nice. It's quite, I'm not going to say relaxing, because in the dentist's office not a whole lot is relaxing, but it's pleasant. It's not the fluorescent tubes. And generally I have my eyes closed anyway. So I keep thinking about Sarah Krug. I keep thinking about, and I need to stop thinking about and start doing, but I keep thinking about where to start it. And when she starts school, it's the first time she actually speaks. She starts school, and she actually says something, and she begins coming to the fore as a character, as opposed to the infant toddler. From a very young age, she's definitely shaman. She's definitely got the gift. The boxfish neurotoxin is definitely a function of what gives her the gift. And we're still working on, is it a religion, or is it magic? Is it something else? Is it some sort of quantum field that the minds are tapping into? I recently read Quantum Lens, and I can't remember the name of the guy who wrote it. Apparently it was a standalone book, which is too bad, because it had some fun stuff in it that now, of course, has gone away, because it was a standalone book, and I'm probably never going to buy anything this guy writes again. Not that I didn't enjoy it, but, you know, I'm looking for an author with a series. I'm looking for an author I can read, and reminding me I have to actually read Ithaca Rising. L.J. Cohen has the sequel to Derelict out, and she sent me like 3 copies, and I haven't managed to get any of them into my Kindle to read, which is kind of dumb. So I'll have to try to do that. Ithaca with a K, I-T-H-A-K-A. Rising. I think it's out now. I think you can... If you liked Derelict, perhaps you'll like that. If you're looking for something to read, a little summer reading. Speaking of summer reading, my elder daughter, for some reason or another, decided she was going to read Zephyr's Call and then Hermit, Monk Post. And she read them in like, back to back in like 3 days. And she was quite impressed. She was quite amazed. She was very sad. It was at the end, a bittersweet ending. And it is a bittersweet ending. And it made her cry. She was just in awe of the fact that I was able to make her cry. So, yeah, that was kind of a shot in the arm. That was kind of a little boost. You're never, or very seldom ever, respected at home the way you are outside. My wife keeps saying, if they only knew the condition your coffee pot was in. And it's true, my coffee pot is a bit on the slimy side on occasion. But I don't... The things about coffee that I don't like aren't being affected by the sliminess of this coffee pot. It gets pretty bad. I get it in there and wash it out, and water gets through the seals, and so the inside casing of the coffee pot gets filled with little water that drips out and leaves stains on the counters and makes a mess. So I try not to do it too often. But, yeah. So yeah, it was, she got to the end and she was crying, she was happy, and we had to talk about dialogue, and she really admires the dialogue. The snappy repartee. She was very fond of Gertie, as was I, but the whole point of Tanith going to see Gertie . Spoiler alert, Gertie dies. Yeah, I'm pretty sure everybody knew that. Everybody on this podcast anyway. But that was sort of the whole point of Tanith going to seek the answers. And she'd found more answers than she knew she had questions for. The journals from centuries, generations of hermits. And her journal will join them. Her journals will join them, because she will have several. I'm looking forward to getting back into her world again, too. I like that world. I spent a lot of time developing that world. There's a lot of unfinished business in that world. So, what happens to the insurance companies? What happens to... what happens to Rebecca's mother? Where, why, how, and what? Because clearly she died after Rebecca was well along, and clearly she died in a way that made Rebecca's father, Richard, a lot of R's, Richard, Rebecca, and Robert, I need to get a better set of names. So there's a lot of unfinished business back in wherever it was. Not Overton, Cleesport. There's a lot of unfinished business back in Cleesport, and whether or not Tanith will take a direct approach to it is an interesting one. Whether or not they will take a direct approach to Tanith is another interesting one. Because the gold is there. And the council is going to start taking over that gold, which is going to irk the powers that be, perhaps. Of course, the question is, to what degree did the insurance companies know that What's-His-Flingy was actually mining gold? He was actually enslaving the sailors instead of just killing them. And of course, he's dead now, so we'll never know. Ah, maybe we will. Okay, I've made the final turn. I'm heading north. I'm headed for the barn. Time to consider breakfast. Ham and cheese. Omelette, maybe. Some onions. I don't have any mushrooms, but that's okay. Humid. It's warmish. I put on a heavier shirt than normal because I thought, well, you know, it's overcast, it's going to be chilly. No, no, 70 degrees. It's already 70 degrees. I think because the cloud layer locked the heat in overnight, it didn't get a chance to dissipate. It was so hot last night. The lawnmower guy is out. It's not his normal day. It's not the normal guy either. Nor is it... I think it's the normal mower. I wonder what's up with this. Yep, grass is still wet. Not too surprising. Not too surprising. Given the nature of the night and the inability of the air to take on a whole lot more water. Yeah, grass is still wet. So anyway, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.